Good afternoon, everyone. Arrays of blue and red LEDs are often used for plant application, but as you can see in this photo, compared to broad spectrum or white radiation, one limitation of using this blue plus red light mixture is it makes plants appear purplish to the human eyes, causing difficulties in detecting physiological disorder or nutritional deficiency of the plants. And color rendering index is a measure of the ability of light source to reveal different colors of objects. And the maximum CRI value is 100, which is under sunlight or incandescent lamp. And the lower the CRI value, the poorer at color rendering. And CRI values vary dramatically among different colors of LED, among different electric light sources. And as you can see here, it is negative for the blue plus red light mixture, indicating its low accuracy at color rendering. And there are three ways to create the broadband radiation to increase the CRI value for the current blue plus red light mixture. So one is adding green radiation using green LEDs, and second is using white LEDs, and also we can use the mixture of white and monochromatic LEDs. But considering the energy efficacy of different colors of LEDs, green LEDs are the least energy efficient, and thus using white LEDs has been considered more practical than compared to using the green LEDs. In addition, partially substituting white LEDs with more energy efficient red LEDs is a way to further increase the energy efficacy. So in this study, we wanted to evaluate different shades of white radiation compared to typical blue plus red light mixture in terms of their effects on human vision and energy efficacy and plant growth attributes. We postulated that compared to the typical blue plus red light mixture, using white LEDs or the mixture of mint white or using mixture of white plus red LED would have similar impacts on plant growth attributes while improving the visual quality without excessive decrease in energy efficacy. So in this study, we, as you can see in this photo, we tested six different sources lighting treatments, and at the bottom, we are presenting the spectral distribution for each radiation treatment based on an average of 10 measurements inside the LED module. So for white LED source, we use mint white LEDs, which emitted 14% of blue, 57% of green, 26% of red, and 3% of far red, and six radiation treatments were provided by mint white LEDs, or the mixture of mint white plus red LED with three different proportions. And we included the typical blue plus red light mixture and white radiation created with blue, green, red LEDs. Here the subscript value indicate the percentage of the photosynthetic photon flux density delivered from each LED type. So for example, mint white 75, R25 indicates 75% of the photosynthetic photon flux density was delivered from mid-white LED, while 25% from red LEDs. But for all six radiation treatments, the photosynthetic photon flux density was identically 160 micromole, and photo period was 18 hours, and subsequently the daily light integral was 10 mole per square meter per day. And to evaluate the plant growth attribute, we use four popular bedding plant species, including long-day plant snapdragon and petunia, day neutral geranium, and begonia, considering their commercial significance, photoperiodic flowering, and shade tolerance characteristics. So based on shade tolerance, snapdragon, petunia, and geranium are shade-avoiding species, while begonia is shade-tolerant. So the seeds of these four species were sown in 120 cell block, and after germination, we placed them under the LED module within the walking growth chamber. So we grew them under the solar source lighting treatment at 20 degrees Celsius. And 3 to 5 weeks after the solar source lighting treatment, when they are ready for transplant, we evaluated the seedling growth. And during the experimental period in each LED module, as you can see in this photo, the light intensity and air and canopy temperature were monitored in each LED module. So this was the mean and standard deviation for the air and monitored air and canopy temperature and photosynthetic photon flux density for each radiation treatment. And as you can see in this data, the temperature and photosynthetic photon flux density was similar among six radiation treatments at 20 degrees Celsius and 160 micromole per square meter per second. And in this study, we collected the data in terms of three aspects, including the visual quality, plant growth attribute, and energy efficacy. So first, for the visual quality, we quantified the CRI value for each radiation treatment by using the color calculator software, which was developed by international lighting company Osram Sylvania. And plant growth attribute were evaluated by using those parameters. And energy efficacy for each lighting treatment was assessed using two parameters, including photosynthetic photon efficacy and dry weight gain per unit electric energy consumption. And I will go into detail with these two parameters in the results section. So this experiment was performed twice, and in each replication with 10 plants for each species per treatment was used for data collection. And this study used randomized complete block design, and we performed the ANOVA test and linear regression analysis with SAP software using the following procedure. Then let's look at the results. First, I'd like to share the results about the visual quality using the CRI value. As we recall, we observed the mixture of blue plus Rela mixture showed the poor value at rendering color, while the two mixture of mint white plus red LEDs had a relatively good CRI value, indicating it's a good visual quality. Then next, I would like to share the result for plant growth attribute. This is the photo for shade tolerant begonia at their transplant stage, which was 33 days after the source lighting treatment. Here, we are presenting the data for dry weight. And we observed that their dry weight was similar between under different shade of white radiation and under typical blue plus red light mixture. In addition, in other growth parameters, including the plant height, leaf number, leaf area, fresh weight, we did not see any significant differences among the radiation treatment. And similar to the shade tolerant begonia, in other shade avoiding species, including petunia, we observed the seedling growth attributes were similar among the radiation treatment. However, when the petunia seedlings were grown longer under the source lighting treatment after the transplant stage, we unexpectedly saw, compared to the plants grown under typical blue plus red light mixture, in the seedlings grown with higher portion of mint white LEDs, the primary stem elongated and they initiated the flower buds earlier. And this was very surprising plant responses. So to clarify the cause of the stem elongation and flower acceleration in the petunia, here we compare the spectral characteristics of the radiation treatment, which is higher portion of mint white LEDs and the typical blue plus red light mixture. And as you can see in this table, we notice the differences in the radiation treatment, which had higher portion of mint white LEDs, included the higher portion of green radiation, and also higher amount of the far red radiation, and subsequently low red to far red ratio, and phytochrome photoequilibrium value, all of which can promote the stem elongation and flowering acceleration in some long day plant species. So to investigate if there was any correlation between the plant responses and spectral differences, here we performed the linear regression analysis between the stem length of petunia and several the spectral parameters, including the portion of blue, portion of green, and the amount of far red and estimated phytochrome photoequilibrium. We observed while the stem length did not correlate well with the portion of blue light, when we look at the graph for the portion of green light and far red light, we can see as more light was provided from mint white LEDs, the portion of green and the amount of far red increased, and the stem length increased linearly. In terms of the estimated phytochrome photoequilibrium value, as more light was provided from mint white LEDs, the estimated phytochrome photoequilibrium value decreased, and stem length increased linearly. In addition, we see very similar trends for the flowering responses. So from this result, we assume that the promotion of the stem elongation and flowering acceleration in long day plant petunia could be at least partly attributed to the higher portion of far red and higher portion of green radiation emitted from the mint white LEDs. Then finally, I would like to share the data for energy efficacy for our lighting treatment. So a common metric to evaluate the energy efficacy for light source used for plant application is photosynthetic photon efficacy. And photosynthetic photon efficacy describes the photosynthetic photon output per unit electric energy input. So higher the photosynthetic photon efficacy, the more efficient the light source is at converting electricity into the photosynthetic photon. And in this study, we observed the mixture of blue plus red light mixture had the highest photosynthetic photon efficacy of 2.25 micromole per joule, while mint white LEDs had around 33% lower value. However, as more mint white LEDs were substituted with more energy efficient red LEDs, the photosynthetic photon efficacy increased very close to that of the blue plus red light mixture. But among six radiation treatments, the white radiation created with blue, green, red LEDs, which included the least energy efficient green LED, had showed the lowest photosynthetic photon efficacy. In addition to the photosynthetic photon efficacy, we also evaluated the energy efficacy for our lighting treatment using dry weight efficacy. Here, dry weight efficacy indicates the dry weight gain per unit electric energy input. So the higher the dry weight efficacy, the more efficient the light source is producing the plant dry mass. And we calculated the dry weight efficacy for each crop species, and here we are presenting the data for petunia. So while the photosynthetic photon efficacy of blue plus red light mixture were highest for among all six radiation treatments, the dry weight efficacy for blue plus red light mixture were similar to those of mixture of mint white plus red LEDs, indicating the mixture of mint white plus red LEDs produce plant dry mass as efficiently as the typical blue plus red light mixture. And this was the data from petunia, but we see very similar results from other plant species, including geranium and begonia. So in this study, we evaluated the different shade of white radiation compared to the typical blue plus red light mixture in terms of their effects on plant growth attributes and visual quality and energy efficacy. And we observed the plant growth attributes were similar among all radiation treatments, while the mixture of mint white plus red LEDs and typical blue plus red light mixture had the highest energy efficacy. In addition, generally the white radiation increased the visual quality, but we observed the two mixture of mint white plus red LED had the highest visual quality with the higher CRI value. So for application purposes, these results suggest that white radiation can be used to produce young plants with similar growth attributes with similar energy consumption while improving the visual quality. Then finally, I'd like to acknowledge many people and many companies who supported this research. And thank you for your listening. And I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any. Oh. Yes, we measured both dry shoot weight and dry root weight. And for the dry weight gain data, we used the plant dry weight. So it was the sum of the shoot dry weight and root dry weight.
Thank you again.
Yep.